Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
I would just like to give a hearty shout out to the Toronto Maple Leafs, okay?
Yeah.
Listen, in Tampa Bay last night, they may have lost in overtime, but they played an incredible game. Just unbelievable. Guts, poise, incredible. We'll talk about it later in the hour, but I'm so impressed.
Go Leafs go, I always
say.
Go
Leafs go. Yep. And also a hearty shout out to you. It's Friday.
Yes.
It's already 14. Yes. The sun is already rising, and it's going to be 26 today and 25 tomorrow. We don't even see any rain until Sunday morning.
Fantastic.
And you know what? Who cares about rain on a Sunday morning anyway? That's when you're sleeping in.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, big show today. We've got 4 pack of passes to Wonderland. Mm-hmm. We've got a ghosted replay at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, $10,000 keyword. And then at 8:08, a brand new Reconnections.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Reconnections?
Oh, yes.
I do.
It's kind of like ghosted in reverse. We'll play it for you then. But let's check in with the crew. Jax, what's on your mind?
Is it too early to go swimming in the lake?
In the Lake Ontario?
Yeah,
any lake.
It would be cold.
It would be cold, but would it be manageable?
Well, I did an influencing thing for a beer company last year.
Oh, right.
And I jumped in on the May 2-4 long weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it was so, I wasn't expecting this.
Right.
But it was so bad.
Yeah.
The first time I jumped in, and I jumped in from the top of a raised dock, so 12 feet up.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I couldn't speak. Like, I actually couldn't. I was like, and then I was like, okay, I'm warmed up now. I'll do it again.
Adam? You trying to do it again?
Yeah.
No.
So you might be able to jump in, but
that's your answer.
It's cold, Jax.
Well, okay, all right, going to a cottage this weekend.
Do it.
Can't wait to swim.
I want you to jump in. I want you to do it. I want you to put it on Insta stories.
You know what? Women are stronger. So there we go.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Wow, my hero. Okay, so I already told you that I'm back into tennis. Yesterday, I also told you that I defeated my aunts.
Yes. Defeated my aunts.
30 years plus.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is RJ versus me, my boyfriend RJ. Yeah, and that's a really big challenge for me.
Amazing.
So do you believe in me?
Demolish him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You do have to
crush
his
dreams. That's the spirit I do need.
So, hey, if you wanted to drink outdoors tonight in a park and you were hoping city council will approve that, they won't. It won't stop you from drinking in the park. However, they're saying you might get a ticket for it. And I'm going to tell you what happened. And I have a just hilarious quote that you're going to love from our mayor, who still just doesn't seem to want to make this happen.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're not going to be, quote unquote, allowed to drink in parks. Although I think over the course of the last couple of years, that's gotten a lot more lax, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the bylaw officers, unless you are failing the attitude test and being a total jerk, they kind of leave you alone, right?
They'll give you a little, hey, you know.
Hey. You want to not?
Yeah, be responsible with it. That's all they care about.
100%. Yeah. And you know what? Most people are. And if you look around the world, like most cities in Europe, of course they allow this. Like
yes.
if you go to downtown London, which is double the size of Toronto, people drink. They go to the bar, they get their pint, and they take it outside, and just hang out with their pint outside the bar, and then they go back in. No one walks away with the glass. It's just the way things are done. Now. Toronto City Council, unfortunately, even though Josh Matlow put this forward, and I don't want to talk about Toronto City Council too much, but I think this one matters. Josh Matlow, who is like the good vibes MP or whatever, he's like, he always brings forth like, hey, can we let people have more fun?
Yeah.
And he wanted to, you know, put that to a vote this year. Can we allow this finally? Just for beer and wine? And John Tory, unfortunately, stepped in with a voter block and said, why don't we postpone this till 2023, Q2 2023, which is spring 2023.
It's like your parents saying, let's talk about this later.
And this is, you know, it's so true, Jax. Yeah. It is. So here's the part that's really embarrassing. And I want to say that I love John Tory. I think he's a great mayor.
Daddy mayor.
But I don't think this is true.
Okay.
He said he's seen people carrying cases of wine and kegs of beer into parks, and he doesn't think that's okay. He wants the city policies to make a distinction between that kind of thing and a scenario where people are having a beer or just a glass of wine. And you know, it's really easy to do that. You just say, you can't bring kegs into a park.
Yeah, small
it's
bottles.
Super
only.
Easy. Small bottles only or cans only, whatever it is. By the way, as a very rarely drinking in a park guy.
Yeah.
Rarely, if ever. I have never, ever, ever seen people bring kegs into the
park. Nor have I.
Until the pandemic when all the bars were closed. And yeah. there was that one, remember there was that one summer day in 2020 where everybody got so mad at everybody else because of what happened in Trinity Bellwoods?
Everybody got in trouble. Yeah.
That day, I think there were kegs at the park. But I mean, on a normal, regular weekend?
I mean, it's also supporting local business. You know what I mean? Like at that time, when you were drinking in parks or buying kegs, like usually it was from bars. So you were buying directly from bars and keeping local
shops trying to keep
them open.
Exactly.
So I don't know, John. I think everyone's just trying to support local business here.
So, okay. You are somebody. Jax is the park person, right?
Yes.
We always made fun of Jax when she lived in the West End. She was at Trinity Bellwoods in the drum circle every weekend,
I was not ever in the drum circle.
So, But when you before your sobriety and stuff like that, and you go with your friends, and actually after your sobriety too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see somebody bring an entire case of wine?
Absolutely.
An entire case?
I mean, yeah, some of the girls would bring it. It's smart though, if you think about
it. No, a case of wine. Like 12 bottles of wine.
Oh, a case. No, that's, I was thinking
talking,
about...
The, not so a th- bottle. I'm talking about a case
of
wine.
I thought you were talking about the box with the bag.
Well, but that's a bottle of wine.
That's okay. No, I've never seen a case.
Have you seen anybody bring a keg?
Never. No sommeliers are hanging out at Bellwoods.
And no keggers.
Never.
No keg stands. Never did that. All right.
Never.
I just don't know.
No.
Just let us do the thing.
Just let people be happy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A very overprotective partner is going viral on TikTok because she has a bunch of rules for her boyfriend.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I want to know if you could live under this if your partner asked you to do this stuff, okay? Because this is, people are like, this is extreme. Okay, number one, she said, disclaimer, almost every single one of my boyfriends has followed these rules. So if you're like, oh my God, I could never, it's okay, because somebody else will.
Okay.
That's what she says.
Okay?
I like the confidence, I'm not going to lie. I'm into the confidence.
Okay.
But number one, on social media, block anyone you have had a romantic interaction with.
No.
Obviously, people you've slept with are a no-no. But if I found out you had a B's hand, a B word's hand, and you're still following her, you're done.
I mean, like, I'm still friends with all my exes, so I can't do that.
Yeah, and I think that's extreme.
Yeah.
I think that's extreme. Number two, no following new women since the day we started dating, period. I don't even want to give an explanation. Number three, no searching girls' names in the handlebar. What are you searching for? No, but really, what are you searching for? Because you should find it in me.
Okay, like, this is more about the person than the partner, like, you know?
Well, let's keep going. Number four, no liking girls' photos.
Oh, frig off.
Every guy knows girls don't like this. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I guess so. Like, if it's a friend of yours, though, you're allowed to like their photos. But I guess we've learned that they are not allowed to be friends.
Okay, number five, no story replying. We all know what the story replies mean. We don't have to talk about it. Like, even if, like, so that would mean, like, well, first off, Jax and I haven't seen each other naked yet. So I'd be allowed to follow
Good.
You.
Good, say the yet.
But I wouldn't be allowed to DM you anymore if I was living under these rules. Which is bizarre.
Okay.
Number six, no more than one girl per scroll on your explore page. I don't know. You can't control
what's on your... You can't control your explore page.
I know your explore page is what you click on. And do you... And you know what I know? Because one time I asked a guy to stop and he did. And for the duration of the entire relationship, there wasn't one girl on his explore page. So I know the rest of you guys aren't lying sacks of poop. She's been hurt.
Yeah, she's been really hurt.
Number seven, if she posts more than one bikini pic in a row, unfollow. Which, by the way, you're allowed to post bikini photos and just feel yourself.
Yeah, it's not a trap. It's a trap. Okay.
And number eight, no linking on Linktree. Like, you can stream adult films for free. That's what Linktree is, to get you to OnlyFans, right?
Right.
So, I wanted to ask you... what you thought of these rules?
I think that this woman is insecure and controlling.
That's funny because that's the first text we
is
got
it?
Here.
Yeah.
647, insecure.
Yeah,
dot, dot, dot.
Insecure.
Yeah, and you know the thing is that like I've been with Natalie almost 2 years now, and we watch hockey together.
Yeah.
You know, we watched the Leafs last night. There's a guy on Sportsnet that she loves. His name's Kevin Bieksa, former player, kind of a dude. And looks great in a suit. Like, the guy's really good looking. And I'm like, every time he's on TV, I'm like, Natalie, stop having a crush on Kevin Bieksa. She's like, what? And then she turns red.
Oh, he is hot.
He's hot, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I don't, like, I do it as a joke, but it's like, who cares? She's not going to go after Kevin Bieksa. And I feel like it's, this person believes, literally, that when she's with a guy, every guy, first off, goes out and cheats, which we do not.
No.
Number two, that guys become dead.
Yeah.
You're allowed to find other people attractive all the way through to the end.
And it says more about your relationship. Like, if your partner is out there and liking things or DMing for the wrong reasons, you have bigger problems in your relationship.
Okay.
And that's
so,
on the person, not you.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Do the rules change for you when you're in a relationship, other than, like, DMing people for, like, hookups and stuff like that? Like, do you unfollow people that were thirst trap follows? Do you, because that I do find interesting. Like, did you follow anyone who was, like, a thirst trap follow?
Oh, like, when I was single? For sure.
Yeah.
And I've unfollowed them.
You have unfollowed them?
But also because... They're kind of scary sometimes.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man. Sometimes if you're, like, really thirst trapping, you've got other things going on, you know? Like,
you think so?
Wow,
yeah, you still follow me with all my thirst traps.
Listen, I can't get enough of that body. Okay?
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so I don't. Obviously, you didn't watch the Leaf game last night.
You don't know that.
You didn't watch.
Go Leafs, go.
Okay, you know I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And the game last night went into overtime, and I usually go to bed at like 9:15 on a normal night, so it was like 11 o'clock before I got to bed last night, and I just want to say this. I know that they won't hear this, but what an amazing performance they put on last night. They lost, but they lost in like heartbreaking, almost had it fashion. They played an amazing, 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 amazing game. And I want to say, the elimination game is Saturday, and I think you should watch, Jax, because team is different. It's different. This is a team that's like poised. They're going up against the defending champs here, and they are killing it. Why are you making squinty faces at me?
I've seen you hurt so many times.
You know, the thing was, like, last night, normally it would have hurt. It would have hurt. But the way they lost, it's like they played such a good game all the way through. A couple mistakes here and there. But pretty much, like, it's as close to perfect as you can get. And all the guts, all the everything that you asked for, it didn't even break my heart. I was just like, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
I feel like you're getting more reasonable, recognizing that they worked hard. It was a good game. Recognizing the wins, even though it was a loss.
That's right. And I think they're going to win on Saturday. And I think it would be really cool for you, who's never experienced the Leaf thing, especially when they've won, because it's been a long time. I think it'd be really cool for you to check it out. I think you got to absorb a little bit of that.
I'm at a cottage.
They don't have TVs at the cottage? They don't have internet at the cottage?
No, I'm almost out of data.
Actually, that is true.
I know.
What happened this month with your data?
So I forgot. I just like forgot to turn on my Wi-Fi for a while. And usually it comes back on, but it didn't. And I went through 30 gigs.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of TikTok.
So, but your friends, there's probably Wi-Fi at this cottage.
Listen,
and your friends will probably have data if you don't.
They're all Irish. They don't care. They're all, everybody.
So you're not going to, I'm telling you, Jax, this is going to be special on Saturday. This is game 7. And this is the defending champs. And if the Leafs do this, they're through the second round for the first time since you and I were in grade 10. This is a long time. This is amazing. You're not gonna watch a sliver of it?
Maybe I'll check it out. You know what I'll do? I'll log on to Twitter and see what you have to say about it. Because you always have something to say on Twitter.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We are going to have a very hot day, ladies and gentlemen. We're still in the middle of a actual heat wave in the middle of May, going up to 30 degrees today. Environment Canada says make sure to put on lots of SPF. Drink lots of water. Like, it feels like these are the announcements we make in middle of July, but here we are. It's gonna be a beautiful weekend, so enjoy. Going back down to not so good 19 degrees next week.
Oh no, not good at all.
Drake has a problem with geese. So yesterday on Instagram, he posted, of course, at his Bridal Path mansion here in Toronto, that he has been trapped inside by geese. He has two humongous geese living in his backyard, and I guess just...
Are they nesting?
I'm not sure if they're nesting, but they're using the bathroom everywhere, and he said it's been going on for months. He also has, like, a couple of duck families that have just taken over, so he has a really big problem.
Well, he's got a big backyard.
He's got a big backyard, and I don't know if you've ever run into geese, but they're not nice. So I think that he feels a little nervous, which I kind of love for him. Cornered by Geese. And after a five-year wait, Kendrick Lamar has finally put out that brand new album. We've been waiting since 2017. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers came out overnight. 18-song album has a Kodak Black on it, Sampha, also Ghostface Killa from, of course, Wu-Tang Clan, and a bunch more. I took a little listen on the way in this morning. I mean, the production value is incredibly high because it's Kendrick Lamar.
But is it good?
It is good. I think that it's good. You said that you had a friend that does not like it.
I have a couple friends, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that have already said, I'm going to have to listen to this a couple times because I don't get it.
I think if you're looking for party bangers, it's not going to be it. Like, he's poetic. He's, you know, very introspective. So I'm going to take a little listen to it. I would like one summer bopping track with big bass, so hopefully it'll be on it. And that's just trending on Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We've been really excited about this because we have a ton of requests come in for Ghosted every week. We have a ton of requests come in for something that we did for a couple of months there called Reconnections. But a lot of the times they're a little bit off and weird, and we're never sure what the right one to go with is. And Maggie has got a very unique Reconnections, because normally in Reconnections you're connecting with a past love, right? Somebody that you've fallen out of touch with that you want to date again. She just wants to talk to her friend again. Oh, friendship breakups being the worst.
Yep.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So let's introduce Maggie. We have not done this in a while, but we loosely call this Reconnections. And Maggie, that is what you're here for, to reconnect with not an ex-lover, but a friend.
Hey, guys. Yes. This is not Ghosted.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. This is nice change.
You know, this is fun. Okay. So we haven't done this since like February. Can you tell us who you want to reconnect with?
Yeah. So I want to reconnect with a friend of mine. Her name is Priscilla. And she is my closest, longest friendship. But... I don't know now.
Okay, so explain to us kind of where your friendship started and where it's at right now, for a little context.
Mm-hmm. So if I had to give a reason, I would say the pandemic, we kind of just drifted apart. And, you know, I was doing my thing, she was doing hers, and she had a kid that year. So, of course, her focus was on her family. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get the friendship back like we used to have.
Okay, but tell us about that friendship. Like, I want to know the history.
Okay, so we've known each other since elementary school. Aww. We met in grade 6. We were so close all the way up to university. Yeah. I mean, it's like she was there for the most monumental moments of my life. She was there when I dated my first boyfriend. She was the shoulder to cry on when he broke up with me.
Oh, yeah.
She was the first person,
she's your person,
I picked up.
Yeah,
she's my person.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got my license, she was the first person I picked up.
Yeah, and, all right.
Oh, it's like, even when I got into Western University, it's just like all those huge moments.
Yeah.
I had a lot of firsts with her, and I just really miss her.
Sometimes, like, friendship, you know, breakups or changes can be harder than relationship changes. Like, you feel a lot. So, yeah, we get what you're going through. Pandemic and then baby. That's a big shift in the friendship for sure.
And you're here. We got in your email that you're here because you heard the older couple on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to you've been thinking about doing this for a couple of months.
Yeah. You guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, a friendship is it's almost like you're going through the worst breakup.
Yes,
I mean, it is. Honestly, it's harder than some breakups, most breakups.
100%. 100%. Okay, so listen, maybe this isn't a friendship breakup.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a reconnection. The whole point of this. So what we're going to do is line up a call with her, and then on Monday at 8 o'clock, we're all going to reconvene right here. You're going to be listening on the phone. We're going to call her, and we're going to find out what she's been up to and how we can get you guys reconnected, if she wants to reconnect with you.
Okay.
Virgin Radio, and somebody's texted us and said, wait a second, we're reconnected.
Yes.
Are you not calling this person's friend now? By the way, her name is Maggie. No, we're not calling Maggie's friend right now, because we need to line that up. We need to get that going for Monday. So you're going to hear it Monday just after 8 o'clock. We'll have another keyword for you for $10,000. And then 8:08 on Monday, you're going to hear the conclusion. Whether Maggie and her friend actually get reconnected. Lifelong friendship, no longer there. It's a lot on the line.
Let the games begin.
All right, so we do this themed every single week. Jax picks a song. Producer Leah's going to pick a song because TJ's on vacation and I will pick a song. And we theme it. And we theme it today because it is Friday, May the 13th, on luck. It's good luck day for me. That's how I think it is.
That's right. You have a non-superstitious take on these days.
I'm an April 13 kid, so yeah. 13 is a lucky number for me. I was born on that day. So we want your good luck song, or we want you to pick from one of ours, actually. That's what we're really doing here. So, Jax, we're going to start with you.
Well, I mean, any excuse really to play Britney Spears, but because she is lucky, and also this video was a cinematic masterpiece. There you go. Yeah. She's lucky, but she cries.
This is back when bass lines could be wham, wham, everything was wham.
Wham, wham, wham.
Yeah, just that.
Oh, listen to that. Come at night. Raw emotion. I love that song. I love that song. It feels
good. It's sweet.
All right. Now, producer Leah, you're jumping in this week.
I am.
Tell us about your pick.
And mine's going to be the winner, and I'll tell you why.
Okay,
so this came out summer of 2009. The year I finished university.
Okay.
All right. The year I was deeply in love. Okay.
Oh.
And this song made me feel like my luck in love and life was just going to continue on and on.
Did it?
No. When the song died, yeah. It's also when,
no,
you know,
when the love died.
My luck died.
Okay. So the song is?
The song is Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
Listen. Hey. Let me tell you, there's a couple great things about this song. Number one, when this song came out, everybody was vibing to this song.
Remember?
Everybody. We all got a little tired of it, but I think it's been a decade and we can bring it back. Secondly, as a radio DJ, it's really nice to have a 35-second intro, and this song did.
This is the song I first played when I was first starting in radio at Z103 Halifax.
Really?
Yeah, hello.
Wow,
Halifax.
That's big.
I remember I gave away tickets to the Black Eyed Peas the summer of 2009. I was doing an evening show. It was one of my first breaks, and the person on the air said, F yeah, I can't wait to go to this effing show.
No.
And I thought, oh my God, I've been here 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm going to be fired.
Okay.
And nobody said anything.
Okay.
So it was great. Anyway, Black Eyed Peas. Okay. So.
All right.
These are solid picks, guys.
Okay.
Last one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is my pick about lucky. I'm going to bring you back to summer 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nile Rodgers. Pharrell Williams.
Oh,
Daft
yes.
Punk. So, first off, that summer was funky. There was a couple of funky songs that summer.
There were some big funk tracks,
And my mom kind of raised me on music like this, so it was nice to have that throwback.
Yeah, the throwback.
You know what I mean? A little bit of Parliament, a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire, kind of put in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit of Rick James, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of that. Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, those are your songs today, and I think that might be the strongest crop of songs we've ever had on Friday Face Off.
Yeah, that's tight.
So, here's what it is. You need to vote on this now. 999-999 to text. Or you can call it into 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Friday face-off winner, Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. You know, it for a while there, it was a shame. I think everybody got a little tired of that song. Kind of like, you know, with Despacito. They're so big, they're so famous that you're like, okay, if I hear it one more time. But for some reason today.
Yeah.
I feel like it's refreshed and it's the first time and it feels good again.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel alive.
Do you?
I feel alive.
I feel good about losing Friday Face Off.
You know what? I'm not mad about it.
A lot of people texting in about the song. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. I love this. This is why I love this. I Got a Feeling, landslide win, turning it up, blasting it, this song. Another person said, I totally needed to hear this right before my exam. And another one from the 416. Hey, guys, I Got a Feeling would have been more hyped, or for me at least, if the Leafs had won last night. Yeah, I get that. But let me tell you something. The Leafs played a great game last night.
They're coming
back home to Toronto tomorrow, and we're going to get loud. The arena is loud. There was 15,000 people outside of Scotiabank Arena watching the game on the big screen last night. There's going to be 18,000 in it, 20,000 outside of it. Leafs are going to win tomorrow.
It's going to be a million people there.
You know what? The Leafs are going to win tomorrow.
100 million people.
Now, here's a guy who's got a problem with geese living in his backyard. Drake.
A billion.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to cough in your direction.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I want to bring something up, especially on a Friday like today, because it's really easy to get up and get fired up for 30 degrees and sunshine. This is amazing. But, you know, your girl Jax, who is known for her positivity, there's a little bit of a melancholy feeling for you. Yeah. And I thought it was a really interesting thing because I think a lot of people have gone through it. And it's not anything that serious, but it's definitely something where I'm like, oh, man, I can understand how you feel that way. So you went out for dinner with a couple of your girlfriends two nights ago. One of, we were talking about the one that stayed over. And then she left. Perfect guest. Stays one night's leave. But what was it about that has you thinking a little bit?
I'm in kind of a friendship shift mode right now where everyone's, I mean, understandably, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s, having babies, doing their thing. But the other night, a friend was in town from Nova Scotia. She used to live in Toronto. Then she moved back and bought a house in Nova Scotia with her husband. And we were saying goodbye to another friend who is moving back to Nova Scotia. And, you know, my best friend in the whole world, Emma, she's moved to Hamilton. A lot of my girls are moving back to Nova Scotia or buying houses in different provinces.
I find that, especially if you're from the East, you end
you
up back in the
return.
East.
You usually return,
because the East is amazing.
Yeah.
Having lived in Halifax, I would go back.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And, like, I'm so excited for all of my friends. But it left me with sadness and nostalgia. And a bit of longing for something that I don't actually want. And it's confusing. And I'm
so that's interesting. Okay, tell me about that. Because, like, listen, Halifax is a really fun city. But it is smaller. And it is where you grew up, but I've heard Jack say on multiple occasions, like, there's no way I could go back. Well, I am a Torontonian now.
Toronto is home to me, and I love Toronto, and I love the feeling of Toronto, and the grit of Toronto, and the pace of Toronto, and everything about Toronto. And I don't plan on leaving anytime soon, if not ever. But I was like, it put me in a mode where I was like, is it time for me to move home?
Whoa!
Yeah, it's like, is it time for me to go back to the East Coast? And no, it's not. I'm not going anywhere. But it's
so you're trying to figure out why you feel.
Why I feel. And I feel like a lot of people, especially women, feel this because they're like, well, you know, my bestie's having a baby. Is it time for me to have a baby? Or like, you know, my girl's getting married. Is it time for me to get married? And it's all these like shifts of like, should I, would I, could I kind of thing. And it's just, it's odd. And you feel it a lot as friendships grow and change and kind of evolve, right?
Well, and I think I actually, Natalie's mentioned the same thing. My girlfriend, Natalie, all of her friends, like her sister and her, are very, very tight. So Natalie and Lauren are very tight. And then they all have this friend group that they've been friends forever. And one of the things that happened, especially over the course of the pandemic, is a lot of them had babies. And actually one of them's on to their second. And
busy. And atta girl.
So they're, and Nat was, you know, she's a couple years older than I am. She's going to hate that I said that. But, and I don't know why, but she said, you know, when she's like, I became single at 30. And I was single for 5 years. And everybody else in that time got married, bought a house, had a baby. She's like, I was at every bridal shower. I was at every engagement party. I was planning everybody's this and that. She's like, I was in every single wedding party. And she's like, and it's hard not to feel a little bit left out. But she found sort of, she said, when I found out how to actually do it properly, she's like, that's when I met you.
Well, exactly.
And,
right.
Which is funny. So it's I think that is, I think especially for women, there's a, like, if we were talking about like kids and stuff, there's a clock involved in that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like physiologically.
Yeah.
There is a ton of pressure societally. Like people do ask, so what are you thinking? And even now, people ask us, like, are you guys gonna have kids? And we're not. We've talked about it. And frankly, I'm just not, I don't want, I have a daughter. I love her. And that's enough for me.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
And Natalie is totally down with that too. She's like, that's fine by me. It but it's, I think it's difficult. And I being a guy in this situation, it's very difficult for me to say what it could possibly be because All I can do is say I observed it from the outside. I think this is a specifically female thing.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's an answer, and I don't think it's, like, a statement on anything, but just, like, know if you're listening and these kind of shifts and changes are happening within your friendships, like, everybody's feeling it. So.
And also, Jax thinks you need to suck it up and walk it off.
That, I'm...
Suck it up.
I'm harsh. Harsh Jax on Virgin Radio.
Telling it like it is.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Out of here for the day. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. It's going to be stunning. 19 already. It feels like 25. 25 is supposed to be the high, but it'll feel like 30 at the end of the day. And tonight, I don't even think it dips below 20.
Oh, my gosh. A nice, warm night. Yeah, so haven't had that in a while.
Star of the show is the weather.
Putting on my shorts, and I'm going for a bike ride.
How are those gams looking? Are they looking...
I may look like an egg on top, but I have... Listen, I've got good stems, okay?
Bit of a pale Dale,
hot,
huh?
Yeah, a pale Dale. Yeah.
I also want to give a notable shout-out. Weather, yes, star of the show, but... I think Jax and I can agree. Let's give it up to the Leafs. Honestly, and this is being sincere here.
What?
Tomorrow is a big game, and we can understand that. Hold on. That is one thing we can understand.
Both of you are shouting out the Leafs on this show?
Yes, we are. Tomorrow is a big night. Jax, you're with me on this.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Jax, Leah did not confer with Jax about this, and Jax is not jumping on board.
I thought she'd be down.
I bleed blue.
Thank you for that.
No, but for real, go get him. This has been a long and, you know, hard year for the Leafs and 50 years. And I know you've got it in you as you return from Tampa.
There it is. Go. Thank you, Jax.
That's what we needed.
I really appreciate that. I do think they're going to win tomorrow.
I do, too. I do,
honestly.
Too,
yeah. And you know what? Then we got to teach Jax about hockey for the second round.
That's next.
Have a great weekend.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.